Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Green Left Radio, and that was Deria Yildirim with The Trip. And on the phone line this morning, we have got Darren Saffin, who's at the public housing picket down at Holland Court in Flemington. Welcome, Darren.
Cheers, Dan. Thanks, mate.
Yay, Darren. Oh, this is so exciting. So we're doing a live cross, listeners. And Darren, you mentioned that you've got a couple of people with you as well who are also down there at the action.
Yeah, correct. Look, there's a few people here. We're kicking off 7:30. So if anybody is just getting out of bed and wants to come down and join our picket line, 7:30 at 12 Holland Court in Flemington. But yeah, so I've got Ardu, the secretary from Rahu, that can have a chat, and Catherine, a public housing resident who's supporting some people in one of the towers in Kensington, which is next on the hit list, one of the towers for the older residents.
Yeah, oh God, that's awful to hear. But I'm so glad that you guys are down there, and just lovely to talk to you. Would you mind, Darren, if it's okay, just giving a little summary of the issue that's happening there just for the listeners?
Yeah, well, there's a little sort of vigil that's been held here for the last 6 months, morning and evening, called Honks for Housing. A little solidarity line showing support to the residents, like, you know, letting them know that we haven't forgotten them. We know, you know, we know that they're getting relocated, their houses are being destroyed, and we want to know, you know, we want to tell them that we're supporting them through this process. But also, you know, we're standing on the side of the road, a big sign saying Honk for Housing, and getting lots of toots from people going by, so just spreading the word, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
But quite literally right now, with about six people left in the tower, they are starting asbestos removal works.
Wow.
And it's all potentially in breach of
health and
safety. The obligations, from Homes Victoria. Like, we're not sure they've notified the residents, like, you know, they're doing this because they've got all these hazardous waste skips that have now been put behind hoarding. No signs on the hoarding about what's going on, so which is a potential health and safety breach there as well. So super important now that, you know, would you be wanting living in a house when someone's removing asbestos at the same time? Like, so that's this is just a horrible situation, you know, to put these people through.
Yeah, it shows such little respect for the residents, hey. I'm not sure, how's things sort of developing so far this morning? Like, have the construction workers arrived, or people who remove the, what's sort of happening there at the moment?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a construction crew on site. Hard to tell how many. They're sort of site, you know, headquarters is behind all this hoarding that they've placed around the bottom of the building, which again is another potential like breach of human rights. If you're living in this building and suddenly all your space around the bottom's taken away. But yeah, they've been there for probably a couple of weeks now, different numbers of workers doing different sort of prep works, you know. But it's really kind of kicking off now. We're expecting the asbestos removal works to be literally starting, you know, now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Darren, do you know what type of asbestos? Like, is it sheeting or?
I'm not sure. The towers are, 50 odd years old.
Mm.
I imagine there could be sheeting in the kitchens and stuff, but then there's also, is it lagging or something, like the sort of matting as well in the kitchens and stuff? Yeah, that kind of stuff for sure. But, not 100% sure.
And do you know if WorkSafe is being called regarding, you know, lack of signage and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we have done that. We've also notified them once before in the past around another issue, but not really sure if there had been any response from them at this stage.
Yeah. And you were sort of saying, Darren, just how this is sort of the latest like part of an onslaught against the residents in the public housing towers. And I think there's been this media release about that where there's, 10,000 residents set to be displaced and 6,660 homes set to be demolished during a housing crisis where there's record levels of homelessness and housing stress. So Yeah. Can you tell? I know you mentioned briefly just around the honks for housing, but the different groups that have sort of come together with that.
Yeah, 100%, which is really good. Like, there's Stop the Demo, which is kind of members of social support organisations and networks that look after these people in the houses.
Yeah.
There's 44 Flats United, which are trying to door knock all the people in the towers and, you know, tell them what's going on and tell them what their rights are and, you know, literally give them support like that. Rahu are big on this, obviously Socialist Alliance.
Can you spell out who Rahu is, just for people who may not know?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, it's a rental and housing union.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Just wondering, Darren, if any of the lovely people that you're with at the moment would care to jump on and say a few words.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So here's Ardu. He's the secretary of Rental and Housing Union. He's happy to have a chat. I'll just pass the phone over.
Fantastic. Thank you. This is live radio, folks.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Ardu. Really good to speak to you this morning. So you're speaking with Green Left Radio team on 3CR. And, yeah, we've just heard from Darren just what's currently going on. And so glad that we can kind of be there with you over the airwaves, given what's happening. Would you like to say a few words? Darren's obviously explained a little bit about the context, but we'd love to hear from you and the group that you run as well, the Rudgee group.
No, we're just out here this morning to support the residents who are still in 12 Holland Court, I believe, who are still in the building, and despite that, the Homes Victoria are sending in demolition teams to at the moment. We think they're removing asbestos based on the equipment they've been bringing in. They've been hoarding up the entrances. So that's what we're doing this morning. We've been here intermittently over the past week or so. We first observed the bin that says hazardous asbestos and whatnot about a week ago or last week. A few of us, either from the Renters and Housing Union or different groups associated, have been down here, either just to show support or talk to the demo workers on site. As a tenants union, we really value, when tenants get together and, use their collective power to refuse or to stop the government from pursuing things that violate their human rights. So,
absolutely. Yeah, and it's so critical that there's community action happening to resist this. So, and what's sort of been the response with the residents, and like, how do you think our listeners and community here at 3CR can kind of support the residents?
The residents have been understandably quite hesitant to be public facing. There's been a few of us that have been in contact with them that kind of, know their movements and know when certain families leave, when they've found, relocation offers that they like. But we are in contact with the families that are in the building at the moment. They're not super willing to be front-facing to the media or public or anything, which is understandable because they've faced, neglect, implicit threats, etc., from Homes Victoria. So, to support them, the most we can do at the moment is just to show up here, to be there, to, obstruct things if we can, to produce media, to get the word out on media, to try and pressure the government, try and pressure local and state government, even federal government if possible, to bring attention to this issue because it's disgraceful.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I'm not sure if Mary or anyone else in the studio wanted to...
I just wanted to say that you guys are doing a fantastic job. As someone whose mother grew up in the Richmond housing flats, I think people really need to understand that this has such a huge impact, and it'll have an ongoing impact for years to come if we lose these housing, which we are. We're seeing it happen right now. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. And anyone who's listening, to keep generating, you know, talk about this and getting definitely MEATER involved, because for me, like, growing up in Brunswick, we had really big housing there at Grand Place, and I used to hang out there all the time in the communities and have so much fun with, like, you know, my Polynesian friends and my Afghani friends and my Samoan friends. And then all of a sudden, they knocked down the housing and no one spoke about it. And now every time I go home, you know, we've got social housing, which is just basically gentrification, and I've lost an entire community. And I don't think people understand how this completely destroys a community. And now I go there and now there's beautiful parks and now there's nice playgrounds, and none of that existed before when the commission housing was there. And it just works out for a small group of people who are gentrifying areas. And ultimately, if we don't do something, that's what's going to happen, you know, where you are right now. And it's happening all over Melbourne. So I think people really need to start talking about it, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's not coming back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like going from tower to tower and doing this kind of stuff for the past couple of years. It's really lovely to see how tightly knit some of these communities are, and, you know, seeing people of all different backgrounds come together. And, you know, even if it's something as simple as running a food kitchen or, you know, some kind of community service or event or whatnot, it's really lovely to see everyone get together. And, you know, the only times that public housing residents or even tenants broadly have won concessions, or they've won things, or they've it's when they've collectively gotten together and demanded things from the government. And, you know, places like Richmond or Footscray have a history of that. And so that's what we're trying to replicate, trying to organise people to collectively get together and try and stop this. Because, yeah, once those communities are ripped apart, they're gone. So,
okay. We've run out of time, but thank you so much for all the information that you've just passed on. And we encourage lots of listeners, if they can, to go down there and support you at, what's the exact address again, please? Oh, 12 Holland Court. In
12 Holland Court,
Flemington. Flemington.
Yeah.
Flemington.
And we wish you all the best.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the work you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.